Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 150 of the Vex on Vex podcast. My name is VexX. Today, our guest is the one, the only, I call him Otis, Mr. Calvin. How are you, sir?
Doing good. Right, not too bad.
Doing good.
Hey, guys. Ladies.
Ladies. You're talking to ladies. Well, there's people, too.
Ladies,
gentlemen.
Gents.
So, welcome to the podcast world. Good answer there. Okay. Nice to know that you're into it. All right, so Calvin and I work together in the roofing industries and landscaping and other endeavors. And Calvin today expressed to me that he had never heard of the band Nirvana, ever. He's like, I never heard of Nirvana. And I was like, well, I suspect that you could have. And so I played, I like hearing me go, loop, right into the microphone. So I said, hey, man, this smells like Teen Spirit. Like, oh, I know this song. Everybody know this song. And I had bet him his day's wages. He didn't pay me because we didn't shake hands. But Calvin, what is your thought, or what are your thoughts on the band Nirvana?
I like them. I actually think their music is pretty groovy.
You're a fan?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
So by the time you were like, around, he was like dead.
Yeah.
What year were you born?
92.
He dies in 94. So when you were 2 years old, he was out. What month your birthday? I don't even know.
November.
Oh, it's coming
up.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. You got any plans for your birthday?
Lord have mercy.
You seriously have any plans?
No.
Nothing?
All right, but it's the big 3-0. So like it got to be something.
No,
something nice.
What? I mean, yes, but it doesn't have to be anything. You know what I'm saying? Like it's a thing.
Right, 18, 21, 25, 30.
What do you mean?
I like those the special birthdays.
Why is 25 special?
I don't know, like 25 just special. Right, because after 30, right, like it's kind of like your special birthdays are every decade now. Right now it's 30, 40, 50.
So you can fuck right off.
So, like it's like, yeah. So I mean, like.
Go ahead.
So, like, the 25 is like the, all right, bro, like, you're starting to get up there birthday. Then the 30 birthday is like, all right, you up there. 40 is like, all right.
Bro, I don't even remember 40. That's how long ago it is.
Right.
I'm a liar. I had a good 40th birthday.
See, look, like, you seen my hand, right? Like, it's like, all right, moving along.
My 30th birthday was awesome. We were at a club on South Street. Somebody got a cake with the Starscream logo on it.
Yeah.
It was fucking cool. I think it's on the what's it called? The threshold when you walk in the house.
You say cape or cake?
Cake.
Cake.
Birthday cake. See, I don't know if you knew this. When someone has a birthday, here in the United States of America, it's customary, sir, to purchase them a cake.
Yeah.
Yes, my birthday cape. What's wrong with you, Otis?
Right, but you didn't say birthday cape. You didn't say the word birthday at all first. You just said cake.
They got me a cake with the Starscream logo on it. That's what I said.
Okay.
Not complicated there, sir. So his name is not Otis. It's Calvin.
So why would you still have the birthday cake?
Explain your question. Let's go back to you.
No, why would you still have the birthday cake now? Right, you said that you think you still got it.
That's not what I said at all.
No? Alright.
When you cross the threshold into my home, the rug outside has the Starscream logo on it. And you yelled out, Transformers! But it's not Transformers. But that's fine. I'm not bitter or anything. It's not an original piece of artwork from Michael Gregory, who happens to be watching right now. But Michael Gregory made that for me. Anyway, that was on the cake.
Nice.
Then I turned 40. And we played another show, and that was a surprise party. And I remember thinking to myself, this is pretty awesome. I'm going to marry the girl who threw me the surprise party. So I did, and Calvin didn't work out. Totally cheated on me.
Well.
So you're turning 30 years old. What is your goal? What are you going to do? What will you do for your birthday, sir?
Something I've never done before.
What's her name?
She doesn't have a name yet. Right, like I actually haven't met her yet. Right, like I might actually meet her on my
May I ask
birthday.
You a personal question that is not my business?
Go ahead.
Have you ever paid a professional escort for sexual services in the arc of your life?
We have to define professional.
What do you mean? Here's money. Give me your pussy, I guess. That's how you would say it.
Yeah.
How old were you?
Dude, I actually prefer...
Whoa! Groundbreaking! Explain! All right, Charlie Sheen. All right, here's the thing. I have never paid for sex, right? Look at your face. You look very shocked. But I have married a lot of people who've taken a great deal of money from me. So, maybe. But
Never have I paid a professional for sex. I'm in a band, though. So they kind of fall out of the sky, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's not an issue to find the ladies, to have the... Charlie Sheen said he wouldn't pay the girls for sex. He'd pay them to leave after the sex. He's like, we had the sex. Here's $1,000. Get the fuck out.
See, like, that's rich money.
Okay.
Like, you get what I'm saying? Right, it's like, bitch, right, like, I want you to get out. Right, like, I'm actually paying for the sex. I got to go get it. Right? See, but I like it like that, right? Like, it's just... A regular business transaction, right? Like, no strings attached. I don't need to know your name, right? We just go on about our day.
So how old were you the first time you did this? I'm curious. I've never partaken in my life. See how we're on a podcast and you're not saying anything? You know that, right? Like, we're supposed to be having a conversation,
right, like,
and
said,
you're doing
this. No, because I'm thinking, right? Like, around 18. Yeah, like, when I started going to strip clubs.
So wait, you paid strippers to have sex in the champagne room?
Well, no. You mean, but, like, give most... Well, yeah. We can't really kind of say that.
In Pennsylvania, you can't get a strip club when you're 18. You have to be 21.
Not in my community.
Not in my community. Hold on. Pet in the hat. What? Stop the presses. So, you pay girls to have the sex.
Yeah, but that sounds like present tense right now. Like, that sounds present.
Well, all right. Have you ever been to one of those washy-washy houses?
What's a washy-washy house?
Mm. Okay. And you go to an Asian massage parlor, and at the end it's like jerky-jerky. Have you? It's a podcast. We have to have a conversation. You know that, right? Like, we're talking?
Yes.
You look very confused right now.
Yes.
So you have done that?
Hell yeah.
Is it cool?
Hell yeah.
So the closest I ever came is we were in LA on tour. And I paid a massage therapist, like an Asian chick, to like walk on my back and give me a back rub.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I was like, is something going to happen? Is she going to give me like an option to touch my weenus here? And I wasn't opposed, you know, but I was like taken aback by the whole thing. And then nothing happened. So I don't know. She gave me a hug. I remember that. She was really beautiful. And I was like, maybe she'll touch my weenus, you know. But she didn't. It didn't come up.
I actually came across it by accident.
Explain.
Right? Like, me and my homie did actually go get a massage.
I wanted an egg roll, and then shit had no go.
Right, like, we wanted to go get a massage, but then something just was off when we had to take a shower first. Right, it just was like full-blown, like, yeah, like, take a shower.
That's a little weird.
Yeah, so I was like, all right, I mean, maybe they don't want to touch nobody, you mean, coming from
right, work,
like, fresh outside. Sure. Yeah. So I'm like, all right, cool. And, right, like, you walk in the room. And you just see, like, a jar full of condoms. And it's like, all right. Right, like, and...
You are bad at fucking telling a story. Okay, so you walk in. You wash your balls. There's a jar full of condoms. And
it's just a lovely time.
Is this the worst podcast ever, or is it just me?
Well, like, it's shocking, right? Like, getting asked these questions.
You're on here. I'd love to be on a podcast.
Right, like, I didn't embrace myself. But yeah, like, it was most definitely totally by accident. Like, you think you going into like get a massage or whatever.
Okay.
And then everything just goes left. You mean, right, like, that's what we call it, like, when things
So you fucked her.
Dude, did I? Like, she was Asian. And she was nice, had a nice round ass and everything.
Yeah, I've
like,
had a couple of Asian nice. Friends in my life.
Yeah. And the down favorites was awesome.
The what?
Going down favors.
So she blew you?
Blowjob.
Did she blow you with a condom on?
Yeah.
See, I'm not... All right, here we go. Right.
But it still was...
Creepy story time on the Vex on Vex podcast. This is what I do. I tell the creepy stories. Because clearly, he does not want to share. And that's fine. That's fine, Otis. Don't share. I call him Otis. His name's Calvin.
But I'm just holding a little back.
So here it is. Remember, you're young, you're not going to remember. In the 90s, before there was social media, there were things like the Night Exchange, which was like a phone thing. Like, you'd call into a phone bank, and there's girls from all over the fucking city. You're like, what's up, man? How you doing?
Uh-huh.
And you'd like go off and have little fucking conversations. And then if you were smart, in the free moment, like you get like 3-4 minutes or something, I think it was a free 5-minute step off where you could talk to them. You got to get the phone number. If you don't get the phone number, it's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, what's the number? So I would get the number, and then some, you know. So I met a few women off of that in the arc of my existence.
Okay. Interesting.
The Night Exchange. Good times. And so anyway, yada, yada, yada. I met this African-American woman. She was fucking fine, dude. She was thick, but she was fine. And we met And like, I pulled up in my car and she was in her car and she's like, yo, come here. She took me in a fucking baseball field, like a park. And she's like, pull it out. I was like, huh? And she fucking gave me the best oral pleasure of my life. And she had a put a condom on my dick. She was married. Her husband cheated on her. And to get back, she just blew the first guy she found. And that was me.
Nice.
Hey, I was that guy. That was
nice.
It was fucking it. And she's like, all right, bye. And I was like, okay. But why were we in a park? We could have used the car. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Very, very weird experience there.
More space.
More space. So you've paid.
Yeah.
So when the accident happens when you're a kid and the whole washy-washy thing becomes a full-on fuckathon, did you go back like many times? Also, what was the price point? I've never paid for sex in my life. How much does that shit cost?
$150. See, but this was
That's around, a lot of money.
Yeah, like when you're young, though, it was...
That's a lot of money when you're young.
Yeah, like it still was a lot, but it's like, man, you're not paying like that many bills. Yeah, like your responsibilities are kind of...
Somebody weird. Watching the live feed on the podcast right now... Her first name begins with the letter V. That's all I'm going to fucking say. She looked at me once and she was like, did you ever pay a hooker to have sex with you? She asked me that shit. And I was like, no. And she's like, I've asked my father that question, which I thought was fucked up. Fucked up. Just saying, a little fucked up. So she like was asking everybody she met if they paid prostitutes or hookers or whatever. I'm not that guy. But like, I think I've never gone to the Asian massage parlor when I was young because I knew that's how it would end. And then for real, we were in LA. I really did go to a massage place, not a parlor, and nothing happened. They gave me a massage. It was awesome fucking massage. Step on your fucking back and shit. It was like a whole thing. Yeah, I don't pay chicks to have sex. You're supposed to pay him to leave. That's the Charlie Sheen thing. Pay him to leave.
Thoughts?
That's why I gotta get an eh.
But like, it depends, right? Like, see, like, some people don't have time.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
I must confess, talking a girl into bed... Yeah. Might be my pastime.
Yeah.
That might be what I do for fun.
Right, like sometimes it takes like a week or two, right? Like again, some girls aren't worth the wait, right? Like it'd be like I'm not really looking for right, like a relationship. I'm kind of just trying to get one off and go. Right, like, like you get what I'm saying? So.
We are very different. When I was younger, I would have...
See, but you were in a rock band.
I wasn't a rock band. I'd have many plates in the air. I would be literally... texting, calling, communicating, emailing for 3 to 4 women at all times. And then eventually one of the plates like, oh, I'm going to get laid. You know what I mean? But then you got to keep the plate in the air. The other bitch is just getting mm-hmm. here. And then here's the thing. I never understood one night stands because if I have sex with a girl and it's good, why wouldn't I want to go back and do this again? So one night stands didn't make a lot of sense to me. And they might start out as like, you know, things, but then moments, not things. The people aren't things. I'm not saying that. But you have a moment, and then I'd be like, if you fuck me well, I will be back Thursday, and we will fuck again. It'd be very nice.
Thoughts? I think it's sort of like a male psychological disturbance.
Hold the fuck on. You have a male psychological disturbance. Please tell me. Tell me, Calvin.
Like, it's like, all right, like the one night stand. But like, if it's good, all right, yeah. I mean, it's good, right? But the one night stand was like for a purpose. And remember, like we was talking about earlier, right? Like the chase.
Yes.
It's kind of
right, all
like,
of it.
The thrill of it is like, right? Because once you have it, right? Like you got it. It's like, all right, this is, all right. Right? Like, and it's exactly like how like I'm talking is the exact emotion. It's just like, all right. Right, like one of them.
So you don't want a good woman to take care of you and
pleasure
Calvin in her mouth and do the whole thing.
Dude,
this is where you tell the stories. What do you got?
Yes, I had this girlfriend, bro. Perfect, capital PERFECT.
You don't say. You know, you say perfect. You don't say perfect. There's a T at the end. But keep going.
I said that.
No. You didn't. We can play the tape back. But keep going. I'm listening.
No. Well, she was both of them, right? She was both? A K and
both.
A T.
Both. Not both.
She was all that.
Yeah, and boy, a bag of chips.
Yeah.
So, all right, how old were you?
This was actually 2 years ago.
Okay, so you were 20. Please lean into the microphone, young man.
Yeah, this was actually 2 years ago.
28. Yep. How old was she?
She was 26.
Any kids?
Nope. Good. My baby. But I got, that's my baby. But like, I wanted to give her a shout out, like, just in case she see him. Be like, he's still thinking about me. Like, yes, I am, babe. I am. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Yeah. You keep leaning back, so
sorry. It's okay. But, like, I'm getting comfortable now.
I know. That's how it works. How long did you guys date for?
A year.
Only a year?
Yes, but the things that she done between a year was just, like, awesome, right? Like, and it was genuine, and she stayed the same throughout the entire year. Like, it wasn't, like, a... Right, like the level of love was the same from day one.
How come you broke up?
Me being stupid.
That's it? What? You fucked your sister, didn't you? Talk about fucking this. You can't fuck the sister, man.
I wanted to. Look, right, but the crazy thing is, right, like my girlfriend was around like my height. Her sister was around like your height.
That's a big bitch.
Yeah, but you want to know what the kicker was? She was white.
How's it her fucking sister? I'm confused.
No, both of them were white.
You didn't say that part.
I know. Yeah, like I didn't. But yeah, like I thought that I'd bring it up, right? Like, and I think that that was part of the reason why, like, I loved her like a little bit more than all my other girlfriends.
That's fucking racist, bro. No, that's racist shit.
Hold on. Right, like I don't think she liked
it. I think I loved her a little more because she was Caucasian. You said that shit into a camera. Like, this is your don't run for Congress.
Ooh. Right, like it's not like I have a preference.
You're
but
racist.
It's... No. Well, hold on.
Yes.
Yeah, but racist is sort of like a dislike.
Explain.
Right, like it's like I dislike Caucasian people or like.
You prefer fornicating with white women. As opposed to African American women,
dude. I didn't see that.
You did kind of say that.
You put words in my mouth. I didn't see that.
That's called clarification, my friend. So your favorite ex-girlfriend is a Caucasian lady. Please tell me it was blonde hair. Please tell me it was blonde hair. It's so much worse if it's blonde. Okay. It was brunette.
No. Yeah, and she had curly hair.
That's disgusting.
Oh, that's my baby.
You're out of your fucking mind.
And her hair matched her eyes. Like right. She just was.
I was stuck on Spanish girls for the better part of a decade. That straight, perfect fucking hair. Mmm!
And they all got nice bodies.
And they're always tan. Yeah. Which I love that shit. Right? Yeah. But that's over now. She cheated on me. What do you want from me? Keep going.
So do you have a preference?
All right. I'll tell the truth. You want to hear something fucked up? This is how I know I am. Whoever I'm in love with, when we break up, I seek physically someone like that for the next one. My first wife was a petite blonde with a great ass, by the way, just saying. And the next major girlfriend I had after she died was a tiny blonde. So I got stuck on that because I really wanted my wife, right? And then that fizzles out. That's a whole thing. That chick still gets fucking drunk and sends me messages at fucking 4 o'clock in the morning. And then when I get up for work at like 6 o'clock in the morning, I try to call the bitch back. And she's like, I don't know you. Yeah, you kind of knew me. And I think she read the book. Like I put it in an autobiography, you know?
Yeah.
And I think she read some shit. She's like, hey, that's about me. Might have been. So anyway, the point is, then I had an Italian and Polish wife who was thick, cool, sexy girl. Thick but sexy. Sexy, right? And then I fucked that up. We break up. And then I was chasing girls that looked like her for a while.
Okay.
And then the last wife was Spanish. And then we broke up. And the next fucking girlfriend after that was a Spanish girl. So I get stuck on the visual of whoever I was in love with last. Does that make sense?
Did you already have two Spanish girls already?
Yeah, dude. I just told the story. It was 4 seconds ago.
Right. Like you say that you had one Spanish girl. And
I married one. And then that one I dated right after that was one.
All
right.
So what? Which nationality you about to choose next? Right? Because it seemed like you only do two at a time.
You really don't listen.
No, like you said.
I love Calvin, but Calvin doesn't listen.
No. Hold on. Just for clarification, your first wife was a blonde.
Italian blonde, yes.
Yep. You didn't say Italian blonde. You just said blonde.
But I'm letting you know she was an Italian.
All right, so you prefer Italian girls?
No, I just like who I like. Oh, you're not listening. So I was in love with my first wife. She passes away.
She was an Italian blonde.
And the next girl I dated looked like her.
Which was an Italian blonde.
No, she wasn't. I forget. She was Irish, actually. Something else. But she was a blonde chick who looked, they were similar. They looked similar. And then that fizzles out. And then I met someone, and we fell in love, and we got married, and I fucked it up, and then I was chasing girls like that for a while. And then, by mistake, I met the Spanish girl. And when I met the Spanish girl in the bar, there's a photograph. I don't know if I can still access it, because it was like 3 Facebooks ago, where all my friends are like hanging out with this chick, and I'm like fucking 4 feet over. I was like, I don't know you, bitch. And for real, like subliminally, my mind was like, get the fuck out. Run the fuck away, right? So that's how I met that person. So that happened. And then the next girlfriend I had after that divorce was a much younger Spanish girl.
So you got one more Spanish girl to go.
You are so bad at this. No! Now I'm dating a Caucasian person. Pay attention.
With blonde hair?
I don't know. It's like dyed. I have no fucking idea what color her hair is. It's like gray. It's that cool fucking hip fucking gray thing that the young people are doing.
So you don't have a preference?
No, no. I really don't. No? I love them all. I've dated like a bunch of black girls too, actually.
Yeah?
My first threesome was with two black girls.
Oh, baby.
And they were kind of fighting in a weird. It was a little fucking weird, actually. Yeah. I was just happy I pulled it together. I was like, I don't know how I'm doing this, but I'm pulling it together. And they did not know each other. And we had to go to the one's apartment. Oh, my God. And she gave me a fake. Oh. All right. So the girl who agrees to host the party of the three of us doing the sex, right? She gives me one name. She gives me a name. This is her fucking name. I got her number. I talked to her all the time. This is my girl. And I don't think I had fucked her yet at all. And I was like, all right, I'm going to bring another chick and we're going to have a fuck party, blah, 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 it's happening. So I picked up like a younger African-American girl I knew who was like 19 or 20. Mm-hmm. We roll over. Now, that girl was my homie for a minute. Like, we were together on and off for a while. I'm still friends with her. She's been on the podcast. Shh. But she's my homie. I love her. She doesn't live anywhere near here anymore. So we go, we travel. As we arrive, I have a nickname for this woman, but she works at a bank, right? And doesn't she have her fucking nameplate from the bank on her desk? And I was like, is your name blah, blah, blah? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, ha-ha, you lie. And then we had the sex. And those two girls kind of, it was rough, man.
Fighting over the dick.
Not fighting, but there was tension. You know what I mean? And I was just happy to be there, you know? And then it was arduous to finish because even though you think it's the hottest thing ever, the tension's weird. It was a whole thing. That was, my God, 25 years ago or something insane. Like, that's a long fucking time ago.
Like, good or bad experience?
I mean, obviously, I would, you know, I've did it since then, so it wasn't the worst.
But yeah.
It was weird. I just remember learning the psychology of having to run with two females simultaneously was rough. It was rough, man. And then later on in my life, it was always my girlfriend and somebody else. And then it's even rough then because you did more to her than you did to me. And of course you're going to. I'm going to tell you the truth. If the guy and you are getting a new chick, the new chick is like, ooh, it's a different chick. I'm all happy. So, you know, you got to watch out with that shit. But my first one, I wasn't in a relationship with either one of them. What about you?
My first one was actually for my 18th birthday.
You did a lot when you were 18.
Dude.
Were they both 18, two black girls?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Did they know each other?
I have no idea. So, listen, you want to hear this story?
I want to hear this story.
All right, so I got, like, a brother. Dude, he, right, like, probably half a foot taller than me. Built, though. Like, big, big, right? Like, that's what made me start working out. But, yeah.
Maybe stay in front of the microphone when you talk.
He was dating this, well, like, I don't know, like, if you could date it, but I don't even know what to call the girls, right? Like, what do you call them? The women that have right, they got like hookers working for them.
A pimp.
Yeah, so I guess we call her a pimp, but she had a pimp house or whatever, right? Like, so.
Oh, she's a madam. They're called madams. Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
So my brother has set that up for me for my 18th birthday.
But they're all pros. You're not fucking girls on like.
It's awesome.
I think the skill level is to convince two women of color who do not know each other into fucking a weird bald white guy. To me, and then no money had exchanged hands. That's the power of it, in my opinion. That's the fucking, you know.
Hmm. Right, that's some skill.
A little bit. A little bit.
Where were you meeting him at the bar?
No. Well, I don't know where I met the other one. The first one I met off that phone thing I was telling you about.
I'm going to say, like, because at the bar, we're like, it's easy.
I don't drink.
Damn sure don't.
Yeah, so it's not that's yeah. not my thing. But women were easy because we would play a show, and I get off stage, I'm all sweaty. I'm like, hello. Yeah. And then when I get off stage, I wrote a book about it. In my mind, I'm 12 feet tall and I'm bulletproof. And I'm not. Uh-huh. But I'm like, woo! And you're filled with like adrenaline. I'm like, how's you doing? I've picked up other people's girlfriends. I've done very gnarly things. Uh-huh. In that first half an hour walking off a stage doing things that you should not do. So your brother paid for you to have two pros on your 18th birthday.
No, now my brother had the skill. Mm. Right, like he most definitely had the skill. Yeah, like he had the skill and the experience to back it up and all that stuff. Yeah, so right, like that was a pro bono.
Pro bono. Look at you using legal terminology. Did you ever see either one of those girls ever again?
Dude, I barely seen them that night. Like I was.
I would hope you've seen all of them that night. What do I know? We're gonna shift. I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
This came up recently in a conversation in my life. Have you ever slept with a girl with poor rhythm, who had no rhythm?
Like, yes.
Oh, you've had it happen.
Horrible. Right, like the.
That's it? That's all you got? Horrible? I'm not going to say anything? Okay, I'll go back to story time. I first encountered this as a young man in my late teens. I had this piece of shit car with a giant fucking front seat. And this girl was very pretty with giant natural breasts. I was just happy to be there. And I had never, to that point in my life, and I had gotten around a little, been with a woman who didn't have rhythm. I didn't know it was a thing, right? So we're like, I get her in the car. I'm like, all right, it's going to happen. Where it's going to happen. And I just, it was a hard time finishing. And when you're like 17, 18, 19 years old, you could come pretty fucking quickly. There's no a lot of effort involved. But it was like hard and arduous. And I was like, oh, this is difficult, you know? And I was like, well, that was weird. Maybe it's because it was the car. I tried it again a few months later. It was just bad. And it left a bad taste in my mouth. And I was like, maybe it's that person. It's not, you know, whatever. So that happens. So then years go by. I tour the world. I get married. I get divorced. I'm doing my thing, blah, blah, blah. And then I had a job. And I was working at this fucking job. And this young girl gets hired. And I was like, hey.
Right, the younger didn't have no rhythm either?
So I get back to her apartment after work one day. I lied to whoever my girlfriend was. I said I went to a movie or some shit. And there I am, right? And I'm rocking. And again, I'm like, oh no, I can't fucking finish. Like, it's awkward, right? So now that's the second time in my life, and this is a good like 15 years separated from the previous time, I have an inclination. This bitch just can't do the fucking, right? So I'm like, okay. So I leave. Now here's where the story gets interesting. I get promoted months later. I'm a boss. Now it's the Christmas party. I don't drink. I never drink. But at the Christmas party, this guy, this really good-looking, light-skinned black guy, he was my homie. Cool motherfucker. Everybody liked him. I think he fucked every girl in the office, which I thought was awesome, frankly speaking. So we're at the party, and so-and-so walks by, and she's fine. This girl's fine. And I was like, stay away from her. And he's like, what do you mean? And I was like, well, I kind of went there. He's like, me too. And I'm like, all right, now we got to compare notes, right? So because he's a little drunk at the Christmas party, so he's telling stories. He's like, Vex, I went there, bro, and I fucking got it in, you know? And he's like, it was bad. And he's like, I was not convinced. He's like, I went a second time to make sure. He went back the next week.
So what was so bad about it?
She has no rhythm.
Like, just no.
There's no rhythm. So I thought, so these are white girls, right? I thought it was a white girl thing. It's rare. Sometimes white girls. Listen. So then many, many, many years go by, more marriages, more fucking divorces. I meet a chick, a really smart, pretty, cool chick last fall. Right?
Yeah.
I liked her, man. We got along. She was cool. Like I said, smart, very pretty, very pretty. And we have the sex, and it's a little awkward. And I'm like, all right, well, it's new. We don't know each other. And then we go again, and she would like contort her body in ways that hurt little Vex in an unpleasant fashion. To my dick's like, I'm out. And I'm like, you can't be out. We're fucking. He's like, no, I'm out. I'm like, I'm out. And I'm like, God damn it, bitch broke my dick, right? So I explained, I'm like, listen, clearly you're breaking my dick. You got to stop doing this crazy shit. They're breaking my dick there, you know. And so I tell her. Now, she did not appear to be shocked from the story, my brother. Like, she has heard this shit before in her life. There's no swing in her thing. So that's fine. I keep going out with her because, again, I really liked her as a person. But I stopped having sex with her. And then I met somebody else, and I convinced myself, like, well, I'm really old now. Maybe I'm old, and my dick's broken, and I'm a bad person. No. I fucked a side John, and it was awesome. And I was like, well, it's obviously the girl. My dick works fine. I enjoyed my time with this other person. Clearly, it's this person. So then I just stopped fucking her. That's it. I'm done fucking you now. But I hung out with her. We went to dinner and all this shit. And then one day she's like, what's the matter? Well, we don't have the sex. And I'm like, well, you're very bad at the sex there, you know. And we broke up. That was the end of that.
You kept it that honest?
I'm an old man. I'm going to lie to these people? She still won't talk to me, by the way.
You say she won't talk to
no.
you?
No. And I'm friends with all my fucking exes. Right, all my exes.
I hurt her feelings.
It was real, though. It was real.
Yeah, like, I think that the sex and the personality has to match.
Obviously.
Right, because...
But you've had girls that you fucked that you didn't like them as people, right? And the sex is great, but you're like, I'm just going to hang out because this pussy's so good.
No?
I think I did.
We've all done that.
Yeah. Yeah, hell yeah. Most definitely.
My first serious girlfriend, I loved her when I first met her. And like 2 years in, I fucking hated her guts. Like, I hated her, but man, she could fuck.
Yeah, like, you want to know what's weird? My first serious, right, like, girlfriend was actually my ex-girlfriend.
What does that mean? Of course she's your ex-girlfriend. What are you talking
about? No, but you were saying, like, your first, like, serious, like, girl that you really liked or whatever.
Yeah, but I don't understand what you're saying. You have to spell it out. We're on a fucking
microphone. Saying my first real relationship wasn't until 2 years ago.
That's ridiculous.
I know.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, right. So all my other ones, right, like it was kind of like just for the sex, like lust and looks or whatever.
Just for the sex.
Yeah, right, because the last one I really liked. Like it didn't matter.
So wait, did you cheat on her? Is that why you guys broke up?
Yeah.
Did you get caught?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, tell me you wanna know how I got caught? I want to know everything.
Listen.
God damn.
So me and her was like, I thought that we was broken up. You mean like she...
What do you mean you thought you was broken up?
You mean because I broke it off. I was like, yo, like I don't really...
Then you didn't cheat.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But she thought we was on a break. So I'm like, all right, whatever you want to call
on
it.
On a break is on a break.
But listen, right? But this is what I did, right? Like I had sex with the girl, right? I took a shower. We both took a shower, right? We in there getting dressed and everything. So I'm looking extra nice. I take a picture and I send it to my ex. Dude, shorty fucking clothes and sneakers in the background. I didn't check the photo or nothing. So she like, whose shit is that? I'm like... So, like, I didn't text back for hours. You mean, bro? Like, eventually, like, she caught on, and then, like, I tried to get her back probably, like, a month later. Dude, I text her mom. I was like, hey, like, I miss your daughter, right? Like, I'm trying to see, like, if I could get her number, like, and stuff like that. Nothing. So, I was like, damn, right? Like, I really fucked up, and I lost her. Yep.
I'm not going to lie. Texting her mom's a little pathetic, in my humble opinion.
Shut up.
I'm not going to lie to my friend. I'm going to lie to you.
She didn't take it that way.
I texted her mom. Get the fuck out of here.
Right, ask the ladies, right? They'll like that.
If you're trying to fuck the mom, which I tried to do once, I respect that. But that whole like, oh, I just texted her mom.
Right, the mom wasn't fuckable.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah.
I got close once.
To fucking your girlfriend mom?
Yes. I think I was in the same bed with this woman. And we were like sleeping. And I was like, I think I could fuck her.
How do you feel about sex with the girlfriend and mom?
At the same time?
Same damn time.
Number one, I don't think it's even a possibility in all reality. I think that's insane. The mental illness that they would both possess, I wouldn't want either one in my life romantically. No, because you don't sleep next to a woman that you think is fucking crazy. Like, I listen to this great podcast, and in the podcast, he's like, I have a gun next to my bed, the podcast host, right? Mm-hmm. He's like, there's three kinds of girls. There's the girl that when she comes over, I lock my gun in the fucking safe. Then there's the girl who comes over where I take the clip out. So when I'm asleep, if she grabs the fucking gun, I'm not going to die. And then, you know, there's the one that's cool as a fan. I leave the gun loaded next to the fucking right. bed. And I was like, yeah, that's a thing. Because you don't want to like, I have definitely had a woman mad in the fucking bedroom and she just grabs a gun. And she's like, ah! And then you're just dead. And you're like, oh. And they're like, Vic's trying to kill me. So I shot him in the face. I'll tell you this, though. Who's watching, by the way? My friend Samantha. If some girl randomly shoots me in the face, Samantha's going to get you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Don't shoot Vex in the face. I once dated a girl who had liked weapons. And I remember bringing security to one of my concerts going, we have broken up. She might show up and try to shoot me. So if you see so-and-so come in the door, just stay by her person. She didn't come that night, thank God. But I thought I was getting shot in the chest. Like,
yeah.
Boom. Yeah.
Right, like you aren't open to say whether the one that you're dating now is the
what? Say words, motherfucker.
Is the one that where you can sit the gun down freely or like take
clip
out?
Yeah, I can sit the gun down freely.
You're just saying that because you're on a podcast.
I don't think she even listens to that. Motherfucker, listen, I know you don't know a lot of my podcast. Everybody will tell you. I fucking say everything on the podcast. I don't give a fuck. Like, I will say things on the podcast that gets fucking broadcast to like thousands of people, literally. Things that I would never say in my real life. And I'm pretty open. There's some deep, dark things I don't talk about.
Yeah.
They're very few and far between, truth be told. I'm pretty open.
Yeah.
The vibe I've been told I get from women who I meet, like, you know, these apps where you meet people, you don't know them very well, and you start dating and stuff. They give background investigations to a lot of the men they see. No one ever investigates my background. Oh, there was a girl I went out with this summer who did that to everybody. She's like, your background came back clean. I'm like, of course it did. Get the fuck out of here. Fucking pay for background checks. Amen. Yeah, I don't give a fuck. What about you? You sleep with the gun with your girl, or would you fucking unload it, or would you lock it in the safe?
Take the goddamn clip out.
It's one of them, huh?
Yeah,
that's
right.
Some scary shit.
Well, I guess to let her know that I have it, so don't get out of control. You mean like, or yeah, so don't get out of control, but are like also for protection. So if I get out of control, she won't be able to shoot my ass.
I believe in my heart. Right? If I want to tell the truth, I'm hitting the button. I'm hitting the button. There we go. In my heart of hearts, and this is like a flaw.
Yeah.
No matter how crazy the woman gets, and I've seen crazy, if I've made her come, in my mind, I can talk her off the ledge. Now, I don't know if that's right. I don't know if that's right. But in my mind, I'm a back it. I can back it down.
I beg to differ.
Well, you don't know these women I've had sex with. You don't know.
So some women could be like that. You mean, but then some women can be like, hey, like the D was so good. I don't even want to take the chance of you trying to give it to someone else.
I'm of the opinion that if they're in that logic, if you give them an olive branch that we could work this out, they're going to go for that shit. Even if you're lying. You're like, baby, you and I know that we can have a discussion. You and I know we can work this out.
Bro, we can talk like civilized
people. We can it sounds like you have some experience. We can speak like civilized adults, can we not? You know we can. I know I fucked your sister. But the point is, I did not mean to have sex with that woman. And they're like, maybe he didn't.
But what does that mean, right, when they say, right, like, I didn't mean to have sex with your sister? Like, how the hell does that happen?
I meant it. I meant it every time.
Right, like, I accidentally just fell into your sister pussy.
Well, it's weird. My ex who cheated on me told me the only reason it happened is because she was drunk. She said that shit. And I was like, well, why the fuck were you out of my motherfucking house in somebody else's motherfucking presence? With your motherfucking... Yeah, your pants fell off. Your pants fell off. My heels... This fucking broad wore fucking fuck me heels everywhere she went, right? Giant heels. So these complicated ass heels came off and your pants came off and you had to fuck this guy. There's some fucking... Mm-mm.
Not all the time do you have to take the heels off.
Explain. Oh, you're one of them? That's some dirty shit. That's some dirty shit.
Or kinky. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's funny. All right, motherfucker. You asked a question. The story's come around. So check this out. Check this out. Check this out. You're right. I've had that experience where your shoes are still on, your pants are at your fucking ankles. You asked me off camera who the bass player was for the band Kiss. Okay? Yes. And his name is Gene Simmons. Don't look over there. Okay. That's Ace Frehley. That is not Gene Simmons. So Gene Simmons is the guy from Kiss. He is most notable that about 10 or 12 years ago, Kiss was on tour. And he fucked this ridiculously, like a Stone Cold 10 hooker. Like a 10. In like Sweden or some shit.
Yeah.
And he left his shirt on and just pulled his pants down to his fucking ankles and just fucked her. Right? That was his sex tape. And he didn't have a wife, but he lived with somebody with multiple children who lost her fucking mind when that shit came out. Like, was like, you motherfucker. And he's like, I told you the whole time that I fuck other bitches. She's like, no!
Not like that.
Not like that. So instead of breaking up, he married her. After 20 fucking years.
Well,
like,
we know what that was about.
We do. So, in my last marriage, if we were getting passionate and we wound up fucking and I still had my shoes and my pants on, she's like, oh, you Gene Simmons me. And I was like, I did. I did the Gene Simmons. My pants are still on. I'm sorry.
Well, that's most definitely what I'm going to call it now.
The Gene Simmons.
The Gene Simmons.
Well, you had asked who he was.
So and it goes together, too. Right? Like, you got to pull your jeans down right to your ankles.
I could fuck through my zipper.
Oh, that's so uncomfortable.
I could do it.
Dude, that's so uncomfortable.
See, in the throes of it, oh my God, I got a dark fucking story. I got it, but we're going to start this way. In the throes of it, sometimes pain isn't the worst feeling while in the throes of the fucking.
Because it helps you last longer.
Oh, I don't have that problem. I come when I want to come. When I want to come, I come. That's not even a fucking thing.
But like, it depends on how hot she is.
Mm-mm. No, I don't have that problem.
No. Mm-mm. Well, then I guess I have a problem.
I spent a lot of effort as a young man working on that. Because I cheated on my girlfriend. Oh, my God.
Some girls so like that, though.
That you come fast?
Yeah, like
well,
they...
I'll never know.
Yeah, like they feel like the woman.
I'll never know. So, no, they don't. Because, all right, this is fucked up. Around my birthday last year, I slept with an African-American young lady.
Okay.
And she got annoyed that I didn't come because she had come and she squirted. It was like a thing. It was a thing. But I kept going, you know, and she was kind of getting annoyed. And I was like, all right, I'll wrap it up. So I hear you. Anyway, the pain thing. This is such a fucked up story. This is a fucked up story. I'm going to tell you a fucked up story. We played a club. The band plays a club. As I walk into the club, what year was this? 99? 99? Yeah, 99, not 2000. 99, we're playing a club. It's called Doc Watson's, right?
Okay.
So we walk in, and there's this gorgeous little door girl. And so I flirt with her. I got my fucking whore makeup on. I'm like, what's up? Ha ha. You know, and she's laughing and I'm laughing. And all night I'm walking by and I'm giggling and she's giggling. And then towards us playing, I'm like, what are you doing after this? And she's like, I don't know. Hee hee. And it turns out she's 18. So at the time I was like 22, 23. She's 18. That's not bad, right? Smoke show. Cute, cute, cute. So then we get off stage. Now I'm like, I feel fucking bionic. And I'm like, you're coming home with me. And she's like, okay. And I'm like, yeah. So I get her back to my house. And I had this trick. Listen to this fucking trick. I'd have a girl. I had a kitten. Hold my kitten. And she'd sit on the couch with the kitten. We'd open the front door. And the roadies would move all the gear in through the house. Right? All these roadies in and out. I'm like, you got to hold the kitten. Because all the people come in and out, the cat could get out. She's like, I got you. Holding the cat. Holding the cat. And then the roadie's like, gone. And then she's sitting on my couch holding the fucking cat. And I'm like, oh, do you want to watch some TV? And she's like, I do want to watch some TV. So we're watching TV. And she's hot, right? And I'm like, all right, I got to fuck this girl. I'm going to fuck this girl. So we're kissing and we're fucking rolling around. And in my head, it's a long time ago, I'm trying not to wear a condom fucking this girl. I want to pull out.
She was dead hot.
Yeah, right? I'm young. And so I was like, if I stop kissing her and there's a conversation of some sort, it's going to break the flow. And she'll be like, oh, I just met you and we shouldn't do this. And maybe you should get a condom, right? So I'm just rolling. Foreplay, titties out. We're doing our thing. She had a skirt. I'm hiking the fucking skirt up. I pull the underwear to the side trick, you know. I'm like tapping. Everything's happening. And I'm in. And I'm like, yeah, right? So we do our thing, maybe 15 minutes, maybe 5 minutes, maybe 20 minutes. Whatever it was fun. In the throes of the situation, my friends.
She stopped.
No. The head of my penis was rubbing on something that was not of this woman's body. Like, there was a thing. Like, there's a microphone wire here. I'm picking my friend.
Yeah.
It was like a shh, 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 shh. And it was kind of sawing into my dick. And I was like, this feels pleasant. I don't know what this is, but I'm going to finish.
It feel like the top of your tongue.
No.
The top
don't
of your
tell
mouth.
Me what it feels like. It was my dick. So, doing my thing, all over her stomach. Oh, there's a little bit of blood. She's on her period. Dude, she had a tampon in. She had a fucking tampon in and never told me, right? I looked down. I blew a hole in the face or the head of my penis from the fucking string just rubbing across my fucking... Now, I'm not going to lie. It was a pleasant feeling at the time. And then you come and you're like, ah, I'm a dick. Ah.
Right, so, and bloody.
Yeah, it was fucking weird. And then she was like, well, you know, I was a child and... Not a child. I'm sorry. I was young. That's what she said. And I didn't know you that well. And if we broke the flow, I don't want to say, oh, let me take this out. So it was like a thing. And then she just kind of became my girlfriend for a while. So that was a thing.
Yeah.
I dated her. She was cool. Fucking weird. That's a whole ass thing. But we'll get there later another time. But she booked our fucking first West Coast tour many, many, many years later.
Yeah.
True story. She moved to California to be an actress. For real. I mean, it didn't work, but she tried. I'm going to California. And then wrote me, remember on Instant Messenger, AIM?
Yeah.
American AIM. So she writes me and she's like,
so slow.
She's like, oh, what's up with the band? And I'm like, who the fuck is this? The band's rocking. And she's like, oh, it's so-and-so. I'm like, oh, for real? So I was like, since you're in LA, you want to book a tour? And she's like, I do.
Yeah.
And she booked our first West Coast tour for real.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then she had an affair with my rhythm guitar player. Good times. That was fun. That's all in the book. On the book that none of you fuckers bought, the 12-foot tall and bulletproof, the autobiography of Vex. There's a story.
Nice, nice.
You got anything weird like that?
Anything weird like that?
Yeah.
No.
Ah!
Or like, and I got, ah! Yeah. Well, I was about to say, like, my thoughts on that are dark. Or like, I'd rather not say on podcast.
Wow, I don't even know what that means.
Or like, having sex with women on a period.
No, if you're in love with these, you're going to go fuck. I throw a towel down. I learned that there was a movie called Showgirls. You ever heard of Showgirls?
No.
It was before you were alive, actually. No, you were alive. You're like one.
Oh my God, don't shit. Sound like a baby.
You are. Remember Saved by the Bell, that TV show?
Yeah.
One of the chicks from Saved by the Bell, I think her name was Jessie on the show.
Was she one of the main characters?
She was one of the characters, yeah.
Well, then I think I know who you're talking about, right? Like, it was a white girl on there that I really liked.
There were a million white girls on there.
Yeah, but the main character was the one that was dating the dude.
No, not that one.
I liked her.
The one that's dating Slater, I think.
Yes.
With the curly hair.
Yeah.
So she made this fucking movie called Showgirls where she shows her tits for the entire movie. There are so many fucking titties in Showgirls.
Really?
That by the end of the film, I was sick of titties. And I was a young man. I was like 18 when this movie came out. Are you looking up on your phone right now?
It was called Showgirls?
Yeah, dude, we're on a podcast. We'll look at it later. Put the phone down. I'll show you later. Actually, fuck it. Entertain the people, and I'm going to pull up the fucking the trailer for you. Hold on.
Where are you?
Entertain the people. Talk.
My first time on podcast, really don't know what to talk about. Right, like what I can talk about, right, like it is a topic that I didn't want to bring up, right? Like your initiation to sex was kind of like corny. Like you with the 18-year-old, right? Like, and I wanted to.
That wasn't my first time I had sex. What are you talking about?
I didn't say your first time
you had sex. You said initiation.
Yeah, like when you have a girl come over, right? Like, and I wanted to help you out, right? Like, give you a suggestion.
I'm listening.
All right, just take a shower.
No.
What?
No.
Why?
I shower when I'm done.
Huh? Shower before and when you're done. See, listen, like
I pay my own water bill, so.
See, but the pre-shower, you mean, I guess to see if she with it or not. Right, like.
Bro, number one, my story was in 1999, okay? So what were you, 7? Shut the fuck up. That's number one. Number two.
7?
Yes. Number two.
Like, it probably was still, like, as easy as that, like, in 1999.
My assumption is that if I'm fucking them, they were clean anyway. Like, my God.
No. It's to get right to the sex.
Bro, I'm a closer.
See, and you would have gave her time to take that little thing out.
I was fucking 22 years old. I was just happy there was a girl in my house.
Right, I've been doing the shower trick since I was about 18.
I'm not impressed by the shower trick. That speaks volumes that my balls smell badly. That's what you're telling your prospective mate that you're going to have sex with.
No, like you're letting your mate know that you're giving her something clean.
Trust me, it's mine, it's clean. If it's there, it's clean. I'm that person.
But only you know that.
No, lots of people know it. It's a very popular fucking word. Yeah. You want to see the Showgirls thing?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. All right. Is this the trailer? I'm looking for trailer number one. Okay, here we go. What's going to happen, I think, is they're going to play a fucking... There we are. Commercial.
Yep.
Fuck YouTube. I'm never paying them. They want $10 a month. I'm never paying them.
Fucking stupid.
It is fucking stupid, actually. So bear with me. We're getting through the commercial. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Hold the fuck on. This is annoying. All right, here we go. I can turn to the camera, too. Are you guys ready for Showgirls?
I mean, like, I like the glitter.
Yeah, so do women. That's why it's there. All right. Plus, I love glitter, truth be told. All right, there we go. Now, can you see that screen?
Yep.
All right, yep. We're going to push play. This is the Showgirls thing. You either get it or you
don't. Look at my future wife.
Without further ado, I give you Showgirls! I'm just going to watch this movie until I die.
Wait, what is this? I'm upset. This is not it. Oh, you don't know me. There's a documentary about Showgirls. Fuck that. I want the Showgirls fucking actual trailer. Showgirls VIP trailer. We're going to have another commercial.
Like, I'm going to watch the movie.
NC-17.
There go my baby.
Bro, her titties are out the whole movie. Showgirls. This is not a good trailer. So that's the movie. It's fucked up, dude. The movie's just horrible. I mean, I'll watch it because it's entertaining, like if it's on fucking television, but it is fucking horrible. Trailer. All right, maybe this is it. Fuck, I hope this is it.
Pootie Tang with Showgirls.
Pootie Tang.
Oh, baby.
I love that fucking movie. Here it is. Look.
My God.
It's so bad.
Not as nice as yours.
Gina Gershon when she was young.
Say what?
That's her name's Gina Gershon.
Yeah. So kinky.
Nothing's happening yet.
Isn't that nice of you, darling?
Yeah, we'll flip it.
What are friends for?
It's not good.
On second thought, I'm not sure I want you to do mine.
Yeah.
I'm getting a little too old for that hoary look. I'll think about it.
Dun 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 dun.
Close the door on your way out.
That happened. That was in the movie. Not a good trailer.
So is she the madam?
No, man. Showgirls. They're like dancing in fucking Vegas.
Yeah, but who was that girl? Right, she was just another showgirl?
No, she was like the star of the show.
Now
I'm breaking this shit. Hold the fuck on. There we go. Showgirls. The trailer.
Alright, that's a stretch from goddamn Saved from the Bell.
Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
Dude, her titties are out the entire movie. Fuck this. Fuck this trailer. Worst trailer ever. Dude, the acting is so
good. Right, everybody go home and watch the movie.
It's a good movie. They've all seen it. Like, every white person I know has seen that fucking movie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I gotta check it out.
I don't know, man.
Right, to see her boobs.
I'm sure you can look it up. I don't see it being a fucking thing. What's her name?
No idea.
Fuck.
See, now you see how...
Showgirls, breasts.
See, that's why the paying for the pussy comes so natural.
Paying for the pussy. What is wrong with you?
They call it the two P's.
Look, there's the boobies.
Oh, she got a nice set, too.
Put them on Facebook. That was quick. We're in your fucking band. Good times. Yeah, I mean, they're all right. It's, the movie's so bad.
Yeah. Oh,
it's so bad. And there's, like, real actors in it.
Oh, what is it, like, a drama?
It's supposed to be. It's, like, it's ridiculous. So, all right. Nomi, who's the fucking, the whore chick that we just saw, was a professional prostitute in an earlier life. But she could dance. All right, here we go. I'm fucking build this movie up for you. And now, a synopsis of Showgirls. Nomi is from the streets. Which, I guess her name's Naomi, but she says, Nomi.
She was a pro?
She was a prostitute in the movie, right? So she like makes her way to Vegas. She saves up all her whore money. And she's like, I'm going to be in the show. I'm a dancer. Swear to God. She's in Vegas 11 seconds. This guy picks her up and he's like, hey, you want to get a ride to the strip? That's exactly what he sounds like.
Yeah.
She's like, okay. And she gets in the truck. And then something happens. He kicks her out of the truck and keeps her luggage with all of her money. So now Nomi has no money and she's in Vegas. So she goes and she gets a job. Of course she does. In a fucking strip club. Because she's a hooker. That's what they do, right? And then there's a weird scene. Oh, there was an old lady who just was disgusting. Like, she was the backstage madam chick of these fucking these prostitutes. And she hit a button and her tits would flop out of her dress. Ha ha. It was a joke. It was fucked up. It's a fucked up movie. But she was, like, nice and loving and catering. And she's helping Nomi. And Nomi meets a girl, this black girl. And this black girl's like, you can just live at my house, Nomi, you fucking loser. And she's like, okay. So now she's crashing with this black chick. The black chick is the seamstress for a show on this fucking Hollywood strip.
She's a what?
Showgirl. Seamstress. She makes the clothes.
Okay.
You know what a fucking seamstress is. So she's a seamstress for the fucking show. And then there's an audition coming up. So now Nomi's spending like 3 months getting jerked off onto at a strip club. And then when she gives notice to leave the job, the guy's like, it must be so weird not to have men coming on you. Which, I don't know why that's in the film. Who wrote that dialogue's beyond me, but it's some creepy shit. So she gives notice to the strip club. She leaves, and she goes and she auditions for the show on Broadway. And they're like, she can really dance. And she can't dance, by the way. Like, she's like, like, that's her thing, right? Like, for real. For real. I'm not making this shit up. And you're like, and the guy's like, she's a really good dancer. And the other guy's like, yeah, man, she's a fucking pro. She, like, sucks dick for money. That's why she looks like, So she gets in the show, and then she's like living her little dream, and she's dancing and she's getting money, and she's still living with the black chick, right? And then she makes friends with Gina Gershon, which was the one you saw with the dark hair.
Yeah.
Gina Gershon is like Janet Jackson famous in the movie. Like, she's the star of the show. Her name is Crystal. Anyway, I love Gina Gershon. I saw her originally in this movie that I can't think of the name of called Cocktail from the 80s with Tom Cruise. I've always liked her. She's in some weird fucking lesbian flick. Anyway. So Gina Gershon's pretty hot. And she can't really act, but she's all right. So she's the fucking star. And in this fucking show, everybody's titties are out the whole fucking time. Like, titties are so abundant in the movie. Bro, I didn't care about titties. I was 18 when it came out. I was like, I don't even care about breasts anymore. I'm not interested. So anyway, am I ruining the movie? That's enough. That's how it starts. You want to hear more?
No. Right, but what I learned right just now, a few seconds ago, maybe close to a minute, right, that a showgirl is different from a stripper.
Well, yes, showgirls, they're dancers. Like the Rockettes and shit.
But strippers are dancers, too.
Really? Is that what you fucking call them? Because they're called strippers. So that's what they're actually fucking called.
Well, you know when a stripper don't want to be called a stripper.
I don't give a fuck what they want to call them. If you go to a strip club and there's no nudity or titties, are you going to pay? Or are you going to hang out? Are you going to patronize the bar? Because they're dancing. Yeah. So you're going to dance. You're going to watch them dance. You're going to watch bitches in a leotard.
Just go, no.
Oh, no. You just said.
Oh, no,
you said
no.
You would watch.
Yeah, but bra and panties isn't fully naked either.
That's what I'm trying to do. Dude, go to the strip. They're naked. Are you kidding? Do you not go to the right strip clubs? Like, where do you go?
I go to the new strip club.
That's what I'm saying. So if you're going to go spend your money, and by the way, let me make this perfectly fucking clear. I despise strip clubs. You know why?
What?
I am not going to pay a woman not to fuck me. I don't need that. Let's go. No, here's money. Don't fuck me. I'm not that guy.
Yeah, damn sure.
I have a life. I meet people. I go out and do things. Like, I'm not that person where, hey, let me see you shake your breast. And you know they hate you. They're like, I fucking hate you, and you smell like fucking failure.
Right, they hate the whole fucking job.
I don't want to be there either. It's all negative. Fuck that shit. I hate strip clubs. I hate them. We've been all over the country. I've been to strip clubs. I fucking hate them, dude.
So what the hell are people paying showgirls for?
What are you talking about? They're like, just they're backup dancers and shit. Like, they're dancers. Like, oh, artistic. Hey,
they
man.
They can save it.
They can save it? Yeah. Have you been to Vegas?
No.
You don't even know you're talking about that. You don't even know. The pageantry and the glory. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm about to say, but I'm not close enough to the showgirls in order to
Oh, so you have to be able to touch the showgirls with the tip of your anus?
Well, not necessarily touch them, but want it to be right there.
All
right.
Number one, look where your microphone's at. Look what you've done in the course of the hour. Remember when it was in front of you? You hit the shit with your hand. Like, all kinds of things have happened. There you go. There. Oh, look, good. Let's stay on that mic.
Right, I enjoy it.
You enjoy the phallic thing in your face that's black? That's nice.
Well, not that, but right. Like, you mean the talking, right? Like, I'm from...
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah, like, much more comfortable now.
And we didn't even get to the top five musical artists of your childhood.
Dude, I done forgot all about the top five.
I know, because you brought up the sex immediately.
No, you brought up the sex immediately. Right, like, it was like, all right, so Jay-Z's your favorite rapper now. How about, I don't know what we started talking about after
that. I think
that.
The idea was, have you paid a professional before? And you're like, I did, actually. And
yeah,
I was
that
like,
was.
Oh, shit.
See, I'm a professional at paying a professional. say no.
I mean, I will pay for dinner. I like companionship. I just can't give a woman money for sex. I just can't do that shit.
It's almost the same thing.
It's not almost the same thing.
Well, right, like you take them out on an expensive date. You may be spending what, like $250 a dinner?
Yeah, I got to teach you what you're...
I can
pull in dinner for under $100. A good dinner.
Yeah, no girl fucking for that.
Okay, I've never had sex before. I've never had sex before.
So no,
that's wives. No, you're right. I've never had sex before. I'm sorry.
What, like a $50 date?
Yeah.
And fuck them?
I didn't say 50. I said under 100. That's what I said. I said under 100.
$99.98.
Because I can speak well.
Sounds good.
And the thing of it is, it's what I'm looking for. Like, I would like a girlfriend, ideally. Like, I'm not looking to fuck a girl and never talk to her.
Well, that's because...
Because I'm old as fuck. Yes, I know. I'm old as fuck.
But like, I wasn't gonna say old as fuck. But I was gonna call you mature.
Old as fuck. I know what mature means. I am me. Old as fuck is who I am. I respect that.
Yeah.
No worries there.
Right. Like, I guess it's just still like a young thing.
Well, my body count's tremendous.
Lord have mercy.
Tremendous.
Like, I think that was probably one of them like dark comments that you should have kept to yourself.
Oh no! I prefer marrying a woman who's had her fill because there's a good chance that we'll be okay going forward.
Okay.
I like a woman who's like, all right, here's an example, and this is fucked up. I don't like sleeping with a virgin because I know what I bring to the table, and she doesn't. So if I wow her and it's fantastic for her, she's like, this is what sex is like, and it's not. That's what sex is like with me.
You want to know what's bad?
What?
Dude, I don't even know a virgin.
I've slept with like four of them in the arc of my life.
At what? I'm talking about like this, like I say beyond 25?
Well, no. Every once in a while you come across one. They're weirdos though, but yes, they exist. I don't have sex with them.
Fucking Mormons?
Fucking Mormons?
I didn't mean to use the curse word before that, but...
I mean, have you watched the documentary on the Mormons? They're fucking, those girls are like 15.
I was about to say, like, I heard they fucking too, yeah.
So what do you say? Why is 25 your number when they're fucking at like 15?
That's my point exactly, though, right? Like, if you fucking at 15, it's like the, right, like, it's even more rare to catch a virgin beyond fucking 25.
Yeah. Shit. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been episode number 150 of the Vex on Vex podcast. The Vex on Vex podcast is available on the Podbean application on your phone under the Loud and Loaded Network. My man, Otis. Or I'm sorry, Otis, my man. Calvin, thank you for your time.
You're welcome, ladies and gents.
Well, I was talking to you directly, but that's fine. Again, the Vex on Vex podcast available on the Podbean application on your phone under the Loud and Loaded Network. I think that's it, brother. Anything you want to add?
Have a good day. That's all.
All right, this is VexX telling you to stay frosty.